football fans, and welcome to this edition of the Laban Delay Lamar Vikings Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, as always, is head football coach Laban Delay. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying this nice, cool weather we have, so it was a great day.
Wasn't that a great way to start the morning with that cool, brisk weather and breeze?
Yeah, it feels like football season, feels like fall. It's finally here.
Definitely so. Well, the Vikings had a Thursday night game against the Sam Houston Texans at Wildman Field this week and exited the stadium with a 51-3 victory to open district play. Coach, Lamar's offense gained about 330 yards, while the defense held the Texans to about 150 yards. That sounds like pretty efficient work on both sides of the line of scrimmage. What do you want to say about that?
Yeah, I'm very pleased in all three phases. We did a good job of preparing last week, and as you mentioned, the guys up front in the trenches really set the tone for us. And coming off of a bye week, we were anxious to get back on the field of competition. So Thursday night, usually a short week, but with the bye week before that, we were able to get some fundamentals done, and the guys and the big guys in the trenches did their work.
Sure enough. And something else, you mentioned last week on the coaching show that the kicking spot is getting even more competitive on the team this year, and it's proven to be true. Luke Mitchie showed up and kicked, I think, 5 extra points as well as 2 field goals in the 30-yard range.
Yeah, it's good to have Luke back. We're really proud of all three of our kickers. Two of them are seniors, and one's an underclassman, and Luke had some nagging stuff that we felt during our non-district play. It was important for him to rest and heal up, and that's exactly what he did, and he came out there and had a great night.
That's great to hear. Well, several players found ways to score for Lamar. Rochelle Polk had 2 touchdown runs, including a 52-yarder. Dayton Dunn returned a kickoff 69 yards for a TD. Colby Underwood kept intercepting passes and returned one of his 2 picks in the game, 45 yards for a TD. Chance Fuller connected on a 27-yard TD pass to Matthew Shaw for another score. That's like having a fantasy football team, isn't it, Coach? How does it feel? Alan, and like you said, including all the linemen and the others who worked so hard in their team effort for 3 point opportunities. How does that feel?
Yeah, I don't know about a fantasy football league, but it really was nice to spread the ball around and to see all those different kids find the end zone. So, our offense is predicated on just not a couple guys. I mean, our offensive staff does a great job of play calling and making sure that the ball is sprinkled around to all our different weapons. And then Chance, he just, to me, gets better each and every week. And he really does a good job of when it comes to those run-pass options that he doesn't get too greedy and doesn't force the ball. He kind of takes what the defense is giving him, and that allows us to spread the ball to our different playmakers.
Well, sure, it's great to have that kind of a widespread wealth of talent. And it's got to make it tough for your opponents in preparing to do battle against the Vikings because they don't know necessarily who the ball is going to go to and in what situation.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We don't just want to be balanced in the run and pass. We want to be balanced as far as getting the ball to a lot of different people in a lot of different areas of space. So, again, the credit goes to the offensive staff and Cam Sanders as the offensive coordinator. So he calls it for us. And then, like I said, Chance is an extension of Coach Sanders. And Chance does a really good job of taking what the defense has given him and allowing everybody to get a piece of the pie.
Sounds great. It's definitely working out. Well, Coach, when the team gets off to a hot start, such as the 34-3 halftime lead last week, how do you keep the team focused and from getting too overconfident and letting up in the second half? And I'm going to give you an example. I was paying attention to my old high school, Odessa Permian, this past weekend. They had a 28-10 lead at halftime and ended up losing 40-28 to Wolford Friendship. So how do you keep the team focused to try to prevent some of those meltdowns?
Well, you touched on it. Odessa Permian is a storied football program in the state of Texas. So we have to respect each and every opponent, and you just take one play at a time. But at a halftime, I told them that it was 0-0. Our mindset is 0-0. And what we need to do is be a better second half football team than we were in the first half. We try to improve our play each and every quarter. And so the mindset was that it's a tie ball game, and we've got to go win the second half. And we knew how dangerous Sam Houston was athletically. So, you know, at any given point, you know, they could have got on a roll and momentum could have shifted that way. So we wanted to keep the mojo on our side and make sure that we held that lead. But really the mindset was 0-0 in the second half.
Well, that sure seems to work, and I like the fact that obviously, more than apparently, the team seems to take that kind of a talk well and say, hey, let's go play even better than we did in the first half when they've had a hot first half. So good job to you as a leader and to your coaches and all the team on that. So,
Well, thank you.
Is the team healthy and in good physical condition for this week's homecoming game against North Crowley?
Yeah, you know, the bye week really helped. Anytime you have an off week, you have the opportunity to heal up some bumps and bruises. And with us getting out to that type of start, it allowed, you know, everybody on the travel squad to participate last Friday night and then play quality reps. So it allowed some guys that might have anything type of nagging to give some other individuals opportunity that, you know, might not have got that opportunity in the first three ball games. So it was a good night, and we look like we're pretty much injury-free right now, knock on wood.
Hey, that's great. Well, speaking of the homecoming game coming up this Friday night at Cravens, without giving away any top secrets, what kind of stuff will y'all be working on this week preparing for that game?
Well, North Crowley's loaded with speed. You know, we touched on that with Sam Houston last week, and really pretty similar as far as long, speedy receivers, big up front, especially with their defensive line and their linebacker core, runs well and gets downhill. So, you know, we're going to, you know, what we're doing is we're trying to focus on Vikings, Bill, and we're trying to make sure that we get better the first half than we did the second half of Sam Houston. And so, we were acting, you know, obviously scheme against North Crowley, but a lot of it is getting better at the fundamentals each and every week. So, you know, half of our practice is really about fundamentals and another half is about scheme stuff. So, you know, it's early in the preparation week, but I feel like, you know, by Thursday we'll have the hay in the barn and be able to play.
Hey, that sounds great. I love that saying too. And I know your thought process and philosophy, North Crowley has yet to win a game this season, but I know how you feel about not overlooking any opponent.
Yeah, records, you throw those things out. Right now they're 0-1, Arlington High got the best of them, but that Arlington High-North Crowley game, it was pretty close. And North Crowley was beating Arlington High 12-9 with just a couple minutes left in the half. And Arlington High was able to return a kickoff return for 90-something yards. North Crowley turned around the next possession through an interception that Arlington High went down and scored. So all of a sudden, Arlington High scored 14 points in about a minute and a half. And boom, now, you know, North Crowley's down 23-10, so, or 23-12. So we got to respect every opponent. We're not good enough to say that, you know, we can just show up and say that we're going to get a W. So we've got to prepare accordingly and make sure that we respect our opponents.
Well, I love that philosophy, Coach, and it sure seems to be working with you and the entire staff. Hey, I've been announcing the home JV and freshman games this season and noticing a lot of talent at those levels. And I hope it's okay. I want to single out a player right now. Michael Bradley has been a beast at running back on the JV squad, including last Wednesday night at home against Sam Houston. I keep some unofficial stats as it helps me to do the announcing. I had him at 6 carries for 163 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 two-point conversions. I know he's a pretty humble guy because I've talked to kids that know him, and he'll give credit to the entire team for helping make nights like that possible. But it must be pretty nice, Coach, knowing that you've got players like Michael and others coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, you know, Michael could be a varsity guy very easily, and probably a lot of other 6A teams he would be a varsity guy, but we're fortunate to have two outstanding backs and then two really good backs that sit behind Polk and Burt. And so Michael understands what his role needs to be this year, and that's a Thursday night sub-varsity JV guy, and he is our horse. He's one of the horses, so we're excited for him. You know, he did the same thing as a sophomore, so he's growing and learning, but awfully proud of all the sub-varsity teams. You know, last week against Sam Houston, we swept them all. You know, freshman gold and Navy and JV gold and Navy. The week before, Keller Central, we swept them all, including the varsity. And then I think against South Grand Prairie, our freshman gold ended up losing. And so really all our sub-varsity guys have a lot of success, and we are really looking forward to what they have in the future for us.
Yeah, a lot of talent coming up at all levels, like you say, and such great success so far. Well, football fans, there's three nights of opportunity this week to watch and support Lamar Viking football. Wednesday, the freshman and JV gold teams head over to Martin for a doubleheader, beginning with the freshman game at 5 o'clock. Thursday, the freshman Navy team hosts North Crowley freshmen with a 6 o'clock kickoff. And that same Thursday night, JV Navy goes over to North Crowley for a 6 o'clock kickoff. And then, of course, this Friday is homecoming with a varsity 7:30 kickoff against North Crowley. Let's get as many fans as we can out to follow those games and support these Vikings to hopefully another sweep this week of all the teams. Until next time, I'm Bill Frawley.
And I'm Laban DeLay.
Saying VFND.